Yivamis Prektesvav Mishnah Gimel Beshame Ermim Tinasa Vititol Ksuvas. Beshame says that when we allow her to marry again, even by her own testimony without two edim, not only can she marry, she can also take her ksuva. Ksuva is dine mamonis. Normally, you would need two edim by this as well. But Beshame says that once we're believing her to say that her husband died, we believe her with all the ramifications that would come out of that, which would also include mamon, that she could take her ksuva. Beisol says she can get married, but she can't go and take her ksuva. Amalan Beshame. Beshame said back to Beisol, he tied him erva chamur lo tatiru es mamon hakal. He matered her to go and remarry, which is an iser arayis, which is a din of misa. You're not going to be makel and allow her to take money. Mamon taking money is much less stringent. That doesn't bother us because even though we were makel that she shouldn't be left in aguna, like the Rav points out, nevertheless, when it comes to inheritance, we're not going to say that his brothers, now that we believing her that he's dead, even though she's only one aid, we're not going to say that his brothers now can go and take from inheritance from him on the assumption that he's dead, because the Torah says, Alpishnaim Aidim. And only for her we're makel. Lagabe allowing her to get remarried. But we're not going to allow all the different ramifications. And therefore, Beisil was saying, we're not going to allow her to take her ksuva as well. We can even learn it out from the actual text of the Sefer the Ksuba, because he writes to Shem Tinasi La'acher, that if you go and marry somebody else, titli masha kosav lichi, you can take this ksuva, that which I'm writing to you. Meaning, when she gets remarried, like in this case, where we're mothering her to get remarried, the husband in the ksuva itself is writing a stipulation that she can go and take the ksuva when she gets married. So it's already in there. So it's not just agav, we believe her that he's dead to be mothered or marry. We're also just going to believe her that he's dead, lagabe everything else. It's not just that. It's that even in the ksuva itself, it says this, that if she's mutter to get married, she can take her ksuva. So Beis Hillel was chozer and agreed to the divrei Beis Shammai.